brought us the light of guidance and salvation. He brought us the light of guidance and salvation. The majestic prophet, alayhi salam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله It has been stated by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that when a person who recites durood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an angel out of that durood which he has recited. And this angel has extremely large wings. And upon each wing are thousands of feathers. And this angel is then commanded to go and take a dip in the pond of Noor, and he goes and takes a dip in the pond of Noor, and he comes outside and he flaps his wings, and from his wings and those thousands of feathers upon his wings and those droplets of Noor which fall from those wings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes another angel out of every single drop, and those angels continue to do istighfar for that person until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Such an amazing glad tiding for the reciter of the durood, that Allah will create an angel from his durood, and that angel will take a dip into the pond of Noor and will flap his wings, and thousands of other angels will be created from the droplets of Noor which fall from his body, and they will continue to do istighfar for that person until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the amount. And this is when you recite the durood once. If you recite it again, then the whole thing happens again. If you recite it again, then the whole thing happens again. And look at the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a person who recites durood. So we should try to make a habit of reciting as much salutations as we can upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Majestic Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we talk about, you guessed it, the majesty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we talk about many other aspects in relation to it. For example, the obligation to love him, the obligation to honor him, the signs of love, how the companions loved him, some of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we moved on to the traits and the qualities and the attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will be talking from one of these attributes and qualities today. And what quality or attribute is that? That is the tolerance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the forgiving nature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he bought a camel in exchange for a wisk, and that is around 540 pounds of dates. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at his blessed home for the dates, they were not found. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to the Bedouin and said, Abdullah, we bought a camel in exchange for a wisk, but despite searching extensively, the wisk of dates could not be found. Hearing this, the Bedouin started crying and loudly shouted, I have been deceived, I have been deceived. When the beloved companions radiallahu anhum heard this, they rushed to reprimand the Bedouin and say to him, you say such things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave him, because the person who has a rightful claim has the right to speak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this twice or thrice, but despite being advised, the Bedouin still did not listen. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered a companion to go to Khuwayla bint Hakim radiyallahu anha and say, if you have a wisk of dates, then give them. Insha'Allah, will we return them to you. The companions radiyallahu anhu went to Khuwayla radiyallahu anha and told her that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you have any dates, if you have a whisk of dates to give, give them and they will be returned to you. She radiallahu anha said that she did have some and asked him to send someone to collect them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take this Bedouin and give him the dates which are his due. When the Bedouin returned with his dates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present amongst the companions. He humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jazakallahu khayran. May Allah Almighty give you a good reward. You gave what was due to me in a very good manner. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best from amongst the people are those who give the whole share in a good manner. Allahu Akbar. Look at the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted business. That a Bedouin started screaming and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though the Prophet was in the right, he could have gave any verdict he wanted to and it would have been followed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought about that Bedouin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped that Bedouin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked after that Bedouin. Sayyidina Abu Salaba radiyallahu anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, undoubtedly the most beloved and the closest to me in the hereafter from amongst you will be the one who will have had the best manners. And the person I dislike the most and who will be far away from me in the hereafter will be the one from amongst you who has the worst of characters. Allahu Akbar. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved people to me are those amongst you who are best in manner, soft-hearted, those who love people and those whom are loved by people. And amongst you are the most disliked people to me are the talebearers who sow the seeds of discord between two friends and find fault in those people with a righteous character. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the best of people, the one he loves the most, are those people with the best manners, who are soft-hearted, who look after the people, who are of benefit to the people. And the worst of people are those who tell, who cause fight between friends, who cause problems within people. Allahu Akbar. Narrating the signs of good character, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has said that embodiment of good character is the person who is the most modest. He does not harm anyone. He performs righteous deeds. He speaks the truth. He speaks little. Is habitual of practicing good deeds. He prevents himself from mistakes as much as possible. He avoids useless speech. Is righteous, dignified, tolerant, content with the rida, with the qadr, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is thankful, he is soft-hearted, of pure character and affectionate. He should not be the one who curses, swears, backbites, is hasty, bears malice, is stingy and jealous. Rather, he should be cheerful. And he should love and hate only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be pleased and displeased with someone only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition and sign of good character according to Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. Allahu Akbar, look how he has described an individual. You ask yourself, what kind of a heart do you have? That when someone comes to you, have power over him, he's begging you, or do you feel mercy towards him? Do you feel sorry for him? Do you want to help him? Do you want to be of his aid? Or do you want to be that person who turns him away? Are you that person who mocks him, who makes a mockery out of him, who embarrasses him from some other people? If somebody comes and he asks you for a favor, before doing him the favor, you ridicule him in front of the people, you make a mockery and a joke and you taunt him. Is this your character? Is this how you brought up? Remember, whenever you do something, people always say that, is this how his parents raised him? So next time you do something good, be happy that Allah has allowed your parents to be praised through you. And the next time you do something bad and people speak ill of you, and it is in reality your fault as well, be ashamed at the fact that Allah has caused people to insult my parents through me. Is this what I'm for? That rather than me being the coolness to my parents' eyes, me being the happiness to my parents' eyes, my parents are being in a difficult position or in a difficult state due to me. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam possesses such distinctive and unparalleled good character that Allah Almighty Himself has stated in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim, and indeed you possess exemplary character. Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, indeed you possess excellent, exemplary, exquisite character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I have been sent for the completion of good manners. Meaning one of the reasons, one of the purposes for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to come into this world was to complete, was to be the peak of good character. Therefore, today we find someone who has an excellent character and we think highly of him and we honor him and we respect him, and just think about that person, think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most majestic one, who has been sent with the mission of completing the best character. He's the peak of the best character. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also had the beautiful attribute of tolerance. And the tolerance means to suppress the anger by your own nature, meaning to suppress anger when a person is filled with it is called tolerance. Remember, anger is in the human nature and a matter where we have no power. We are not responsible for it, but to become uncontrollable due to being angry is a bad deed. Therefore, whenever we become angry, we should suppress it by displaying tolerance. Some people, you know, and I myself have come across such people that have uncontrollable anger. They get ticked off at the slightest of thing and then they just explode. They go on one. They start saying all sorts of things under the sun. They lose the plot in one sense. The people who have uncontrollable anger, they are those kind of people that people don't want to associate with them. They don't want to be around them. They find it awkward to be in their company because they know that any slightest thing and this person has no control, he has no tolerance, he's just going to go off one and it's just going to make the situation a bit awkward and difficult. Let's listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in relation to this. There is a hadith which is found in Kanzul Ummal. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the strongest one amongst you is the one who controls himself when filled with anger, and the most tolerant is the one who, despite having power, forgives. Allahu Akbar. The strongest one amongst you is the one who controls himself when filled with anger, and the most tolerant is the one who, despite having power, forgives. And the second hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seek honor and piety from Allah Almighty. The blessed companions radiyallahu anhum humbly asked, how? It was said, maintain ties with those who break ties with you, bestow upon those who deprive you, and adopt tolerance before those who treat you ignorantly. This is the nasiha of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In terms of being soft-heartedness, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam has no equal. Praising the soft-heartedness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty has stated in verse 159 of Surah Ali Imran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So what a great mercy it is from Allah that you, O dear Prophet Muhammad, are lenient towards them. And if you had been stern and hard-hearted, unsympathetic, they would have certainly been uneasy in your company. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu has said, I have seen the qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the earlier books. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is neither narrow-minded nor hard-hearted, no one who makes noise in the markets, no one who responds to evil with evil, but rather he is one who forgives. Allahu Akbar. There are many stories in relation to the tolerance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam journeyed to Taif to spread the message of Islam, Sayyidina Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu anhu accompanied him. There were many influential and rich people in Taif. Amongst these influential people, The family of Amr were distinguished from all the tribes. There were three brothers, Abd Yalil, Mas'ud, and Habib. Upon reaching the city, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went straight to the house of these three brothers and invited them towards the religion of Haqq al-Islam. But they did not embrace Islam. On the contrary, they responded in the most discourteous and vulgar manner. These unfortunate people were not only stubborn, but they incited the wicked people to attack the Messenger of Allah. And as a result, the people began to throw stones at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all sides. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was badly wounded. His blessed feet were bleeding and his blessed sandals were filled with the blood. Allahu Akbar, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit due to the unbearable pain of the wounds, the cruel and the barbaric people would force him to stand by mercilessly and ruthlessly holding his arms. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would begin to walk away, they would stone him again and ma'azallah, they would insult him. Sayyidina Zayd bin Harithah radiallahu anhu tried much to defend and protect him sallallahu alaihi wasallam by receiving the stones on his own body to the extent that he radiallahu anhu was bleeding so badly and was wounded all over his body. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then sought refuge in an orchard of grapes. A long time after this journey, once Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha humbly asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did you face any day which was tougher than the day of the Battle of Uhud? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, Aisha. That day was tougher than the day of the Battle of Uhud. When I called the chief Ibn Abd Yalil to Islam, he rejected with disdain and the people of Taif stoned me. Filled with grief, I kept walking until I reached a place and gathered myself. Having arrived there, when I raised my head, I saw a cloud with its shadow over me. Jibreel alayhi salam came to me from the cloud and said, Allah Almighty has heard the saying and the answer of your nation. And now the angel of the mountains is present before you to obey your command. The Messenger of Allah said that after greeting him with salam, the angel of the mountain said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you want me to overturn both of these mountains over these disbelievers, non-believers, I will do so. Having heard this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, no, but rather I hope that Allah Almighty will bring forth such people from their offsprings who will only worship Allah Azza wa Jal and will not commit shirk. They will not associate partners with anybody. Look at the forgiving nature of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he had the authority and power to take revenge. Angels came to the disposal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam wanted, he could have ordered the angel and the angel would have got the two mountains and smashed them against each other and killed every single one of those people who was in between those mountains. But no, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, he made dua for these people. Another incident of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's tolerance and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's forgiving nature is at the time of Fath Makkah, the conqueror of Makkah, when the disbelievers and Satan were humiliated and dishonored along with their followers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired from the people of Makkah, O Quraysh, what do you think? How do you think I will treat you? They humbly replied, Nazunnu khayran, that we expect goodness from you because you are a generous prophet, a kind-natured brother, and you are the son of our kind and merciful brother. Allah Almighty has granted you power over us. Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will say to you the same thing which my brother Yusuf said to his brother. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam recited the following verse, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. There is no reproach on you this day. May Allah forgive you. And He is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Go, you are all free today. Allahu Akbar, look at the greatness of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was persecuted and he was hurt and people boycotted him and the people exiled him from Makkah. They're doing all of these things. But when the Prophet ﷺ came into a power of authority, when he came into the power of status and level, and he was the conqueror of Makkah, and he came into Makkatul Mukarramah, he said, today everyone is free. Except a few individuals who were given severe punishment for what they did, everyone else was free to go. Even the person who killed the blessed uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he martyred Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, but because he became a companion, all his previous sins were forgiven. Even that individual, he was forgiven on this day as well. This was the forgiving and the merciful nature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell asleep on a journey, meanwhile Ghawras took the sword and he unsheathed it, and he was going to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with it, and he said, "Oh Muhammad, who will save you from me?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah, Allah will save me." When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Allah, the amount of fear which overtook that man's body, the sword fell out of his hand. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed the sword and asked, "Now who will save you from me?" Ghawras begged for his life to be spared. He asked the Prophet to forgive him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave him and let him go. When Ghawras returned to his tribe, he told them that he had returned from a person who is the best of all mankind. He was none other than the majestic Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, "Once I was walking alongside the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was wearing a Najrani shawl with thick and rough edges. Suddenly a Bedouin pulled the edge, and it pulled it with such force that it left a bruise on the blessed and beautiful and majestic neck of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he said, order that I be given a share from the wealth that Allah Almighty has placed under your custody." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his attention towards him. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and ordered that he be given that wealth. Allahu Akbar. Labid bin Asim performed magic on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not exact any revenge on him. He also pardoned that non-Muslim woman who poisoned him. During the Battle of Uhud, a piece of the blessed tooth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was martyred, and his face was also wounded. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said nothing to them except, "Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun." Ya Allah, guide my nation, for they do not recognize me. Ya Allah, guide my nation. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would treat everyone with love and affection, never becoming angry with anyone. But only when Sharia boundaries were violated and the commandments of Allah were disobeyed, then the signs of anger were seen on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is something that we need to take into account, that we should only get angry, not for personal matters, but matters concerning the religion. We get angry when our child disrespects us. We become angry when our child does not listen to us. But we do not get angry when our child doesn't pray Fajr. We do not get angry when the child doesn't know how to recite the Quran. We do not get angry when the child, he mistreats his friends and his spouses and other people. He does not fulfill the hukuk of the ibad. We do not get angry then. We only get angry when it comes to ourselves, when it's a personal matter. But rather we should get angry when our child disrespects Allah and His Prophet. When you see your child distancing away from the religion and going towards the world and attaining the world, we become happy that our son has become something, our child has become something. He is able to stand on his two feet. But while standing on his two feet, he has lost his iman. We do not get angry then. When do we get angry? When our son makes a stupid business deal. He does something, causes financial issues, financial problems. But what about the issues of the iman? What about the issues of faith? What about the things when he does them and they affect his iman and faith? Why don't we get angry then? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tolerance where tolerance is due and needed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who have honor in our religion and we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
He brought us the light of guidance and salvation. He brought us the light of guidance and salvation. The majestic Prophet alayhi Salam.